This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Cost of Diabetes. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Keisha Brooker and Catherine Price both have diabetes. Keisha is 45 years old. She's a community health worker in Philadelphia.
I've had type 2 diabetes since I was 25 years old.
Catherine is 39. She's a science writer.
I've had type 1 diabetes since I was 22 years old.
Keisha was told she was pre-diabetic at first.
And I'm like, well, what is that? What is a pre? So
she was healthy and athletic, so she didn't think this was a big deal.
My doctor told me that, you know, just stay on a good diet and watch what you eat. This time I was like 110 pounds, and I'm like, watch what I eat, stay on a diet. Like,
oh, that's
I'm going to disappear. So.
But when she started having children, things got more serious.
And by this time, I was about 100 and maybe 80 pounds. So each pregnancy, I gained about 40 or 50 pounds.
Catherine started having weird symptoms in her early 20s. She was so thirsty all the time.
Up to the point that I was getting up in the middle of the night and drinking out of the faucet in the dorm's bathroom. And
wow.
I was actually dreaming about soda, and I don't normally drink soda, but I was having these like weird fantasies of like sparkling things with ice cubes, and I was hungry all the time.
She was forgetting stuff and acting strangely.
I have this vague memory of being at a party and sitting underneath a table eating a loaf of bread, which is not my normal MO in any circumstance, and I hadn't been drinking. It was just very weird. So I went to the health center and I wrote down all these symptoms, and I now know, like, if someone writes down all those symptoms, they're basically presenting the most classic case of type 1 diabetes ever, but I had no idea.
With both type 1 and type 2, the body has trouble controlling blood sugar levels. But after that, there are lots of differences. With type 1, your body stops making insulin and you have to inject it. With type 2, the more common version, your body doesn't use insulin properly. In terms of cause, diet and obesity are contributing factors with that type. We brought Catherine and Keisha into the studio to talk about their experiences and to tell each other what it's like to live with their type of diabetes.
So how are you with checking your blood sugars? Does that worry you sometimes when you have to check?
Well, it drives me crazy. I actually have a continuous glucose monitor, so I have this pump, this insulin pump, which is conveniently my bra that I just pulled out, but we're getting personal here. So, you know, as you know, I have type 1 diabetes, so that means that I've got an autoimmune disease where for some reason no one can fully explain my body killed off the cells that make insulin, so I don't make any insulin. So I have to take artificial insulin or I die, which is kind of crazy for me to think about because it was only discovered in 1922. So, you know, any time before before then, I just would be dead. I mean, there's so many reasons I feel like I shouldn't exist right now. But so insulin is just a constant, and I take it through this insulin pump that I'm keeping right now in my bra, but it also is hooked up to this continuous glucose monitor because I have to check my blood sugar. I mean, before I had this continuous monitor, I'd check probably like 12 times a day, so a lot. It was like a lot of checking with finger sticks. And with the continuous monitor, I can see a little graph that kind of shows where I am.
Okay.
Because as you know, I mean, the goal is to keep your blood sugar in this like super tightrope range where it's not too high because that's how you get complications like the blindness and the amputations, and then not too low because then you can pass out and die on the spot. So one thing I think is really interesting about, I would think type 1 in particular, but for anyone who's on insulin, is that insulin is a deadly medication. I mean, it's so dangerous. I have had moments where I've accidentally given myself too much and realized that I very well could have killed myself if I didn't realize it. And it's like, what other medication would a doctor send a patient home with to guess at their doses? I mean, I don't take consistent amounts. I have to guess it for every meal. And anytime I get it wrong, I could end up in the emergency room or worse. And it's kind of overwhelming when I actually think about that. And I'm wondering, can you tell me a bit more about type 2 and then what some of the challenges are for you?
Well, for type 2, so I'm still a little confused on what's going on with my body.
Mm-hmm.
I check my sugars twice a day with a glucose meter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just before breakfast and before dinner. If they're fine, I'm fine. The only thing is, with type 2 diabetes, you're on pills. And when you check your blood sugar and it's 200, it's just 200.
Right, you're not going to be able to do anything about
it. It's nothing, you know. So it's just there. And then you're hoping it goes down. So I used to be afraid to check them, to check it. And it's hard to not check it, but it's hard to check it. Because if you check it and it's high, you want to starve yourself for the rest of the day. If you check it and it's normal, you're like, yay, now I can eat something. Or if you check it and it's low, you're eating a lot more. And it's just like a roller coaster.
Oh, my God. I use the exact same word. It's like chasing your yes. blood sugar. It's like, yeah, for me, it's too high. If it's too high, I can do something. I take insulin. But then if I overshoot that, then it like plummets.
Yeah.
And you can actually see on the little graph on my continuous glucometer, it sometimes looks like a roller coaster because it goes up and down. And I don't know about you. I'd be interested in your thoughts about this. But I feel like it's such an emotional disease and people don't really recognize that part of it where there's so much self-judgment and criticism. And I think of it like if you had to get on the scale like however many times a day and you're of course it's just a number, but of course you're going to have an emotional response. So it's like the feeling that you did something wrong but you can't do anything about it. And even if you get it right, you don't know if it's going to be right the next time. I mean, I feel like diabetes can really promote thinking about eating in a way people don't really recognize.
Now that you said that, it really could. My appetite has decreased a lot. But when I get on that scale now and I see that I'm doing more walking and I'm doing, you know, I have changed my eating habits and the numbers are going down, I'm a little excited to get on. But that weekend when I overdid it and then I gained that couple ounces and it's like, oh, gosh. What did I do to myself? And mm-hmm. that's where you get your self-judgment at.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Keisha Brooker and Catherine Price talking about living with diabetes. Keisha has type 2, Catherine type 1. We'll hear more from them later on.